Welcome to the weekly insurance news wrap. I'm Paige Estratori on behalf of Financial Services Online. This broadcast is dated Tuesday, July 2nd, 2024. We're kicking things off with some developing news in the Strata sector. Broker Tyrone Shandeman of Strata Insurance Solutions and the Australian Consumers Insurance Lobby has taken to LinkedIn to voice concerns about high broker fees. Shandeman's call for ethical reform comes after an instance where a broker charged 50% of a client's already inflated strata insurance premium. Shandeman criticized the lack of competition amongst insurers and the complicity of strata managers in such practices. With a recent survey revealing multiple instances of such ethical missteps, the New South Wales government is acting, introducing new regulations to combat these practices and improve transparency in the sector. Our attention next turns to the National Insurance Brokers Association, NIBA, which is advocating for reduced response times for insurance claim inquiries. They are asking insurers to cut back their response times from the current 10 business days to only 5. Along with more frequent updates on claims progress, this is an initiative aimed at easing consumer stress and better meeting public expectations. Notwithstanding their quest for greater transparency, NIBA advises against any redefinition of small to medium enterprises, warning this could add to consumer confusion. The Insurance Brokers Code Compliance Committee suggests extending code protections to all insurance products, a point specifically intended to support small businesses facing unique insurance challenges. Lastly, let's look to a ruling by the federal court with repercussions for insurers Vero, QBE, and Star International. The companies have been told they must honor their obligations to Barlaba Coal Company despite policy expiration. This case centered around a radial coal stacker at a mine that failed before it had been fully restored. The court made clear that the insurers still have a responsibility to cover damage and legal costs. The court dismissed the insurers' plea that a form of release absolved them of further responsibility, emphasizing that the release only applied to the load's initial storm damage. Hence, insurers are now mandated to cover the additional repair expenses that were incurred after the insurance policy expired. Our wrap today gives a snapshot of the evolving landscape around insurance practices and obligations in Australia. For more insurance news, visit our website, financialservicesonline.com.au. This has been Paige Estratori on behalf of Financial Services Online. Thank you for listening.